After saying he would veto any bills that reached his desk, the governor changed his mind late Sunday night. Schwarzenegger signed 230 bills into law and vetoed 221 bills. One of the vetoed was State Senator Gil Cedillo of Los Angeles. It would have required any 710 freeway extension to be built underground. A debate has gone on for decades over whether the freeway should meet the 210 freeway above ground, in an underground tunnel, or at all. Richard Little heads the USC Keston Institute for Public Finance and Infrastructure Policy, and he says the debate isn't over. He says the underground option could be pursued by state agencies, but the bill would have at least narrowed the debate.
But I just think that local opposition to a surface route will be such that it would just never happen. I think without taking the surface route off the table, we never create a climate where the tunnel can be seriously discussed.
The governor did score political points with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. He signed a bill that creates a pilot program that requires drivers with a first-time DUI to blow into a breathalyzer installed in their car before they can drive. If the in-car device detects that the driver is drunk, the car won't start. The program will launch in 4 counties, including Los Angeles. It will start in July. Other signed bills include legislation to reduce the prison population by 25,000 inmates and a bill that will block political candidates from paying their spouses to work on their campaigns. This is Jessica Flores, Annenberg Radio News.